This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
But answers to questions you haven't thought of yet. This is the new promo. The DJV Show. With answers to questions that you haven't asked or you haven't thought of yet. How about that for an exclusive handle for Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and me, Doug Steffen, as we work our way through this Wednesday. Jennifer, it's the last Wednesday of the month. August 29th.
Ooh, it's almost Christmas, Doug. What are you going to do?
That's right.
We played Engelbert Humperdinck Christmas song yesterday, Jen. You missed it.
Yes.
Oh, that's exciting. I like that.
Oh, my God.
It's very
exciting. Fabulous. It was fabulous. Okay, so Jen, you have the lead here. I wonder if you want to bring us there a couple of different primaries.
That's what I want to talk about. It's like you just are a psychic, huh?
I am.
Well, Arizona, Oklahoma, and Florida voted in primaries yesterday, and probably the two races that are getting the most attention are the race for the Senate in Arizona and the race for governor in Florida, and a couple of different storylines have come out of this. So in Arizona, obviously John McCain has passed. This was not to replace him. The governor, Doug Ducey, will get to appoint someone to replace John McCain unless Democrats sue to try to force a special election, which could happen. Obviously, that would be politically advantageous for Democrats, but that is still to be decided. He lays in state today in Arizona, and the tributes to him really begin today and will last through the weekend. But Jeff Flake is the junior senator in Arizona, and he decided he was going to step away. He didn't like the direction of President Trump. He's a very big critic of the president, although he seemed to vote with him in every single important decision in the Senate. He's decided to walk away, mostly, I think, because he couldn't win his race. He had three other Republicans running to take his place. One of them, Representative Martha McSally, the other, a former state senator, Kelly Ward, who challenged John McCain a few years ago and did really, really well, considering his name, brand, and recognition in Arizona. And then Sheriff Joe Arpaio, was running for this seat. Martha McSally was the odds-on favorite, and the polling had started to tighten up in the last few weeks before the election, but she managed to pull off a pretty big win. She got 51.4% of the vote, Kelly Ward 28.6% of the vote, and Joe Arpaio only 20% of the vote. So she will be moving on against her Democratic challenger. The really interesting story comes from Florida. And that's because there was an upset, not on the right, but actually on the left. The I guess we'd call him probably your standard elitist politician, got bumped out by a Bernie Sanders-backed socialist, far-left Democrat, former Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gilliam. He made his way, and this was a big surprise for everybody. He beat out the establishment candidate and will move on into the general election to face another interesting story, Republican Representative Ron DeSantis, who was a couple of months ago behind in the polls 20% over his challenger. President Trump went and rallied for him in July, and he bumped up 20 points in the last several months because of the Trump endorsement, and he found his way to the top of the ticket. So Florida,
did Trump endorse McSally? Oh, no, he endorsed Arpaio, didn't he?
He didn't endorse. He stayed out of endorsements.
Anybody?
For Arizona,
okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Martha McSally is probably, for Republicans, the safest choice. She is not necessarily considered to be establishment, but she's a little more to the set. She's a little more moderate than, obviously, Joe Arpaio or Kelly Ward. So as far as longevity and as far as success in the general
election, Arizona's going to have two new senators come November.
Right. And this one that just got elected will probably be the... if there's a special election, she'll be the senior senator, which will be interesting because they'll both be in it. amount of time. All right, so Florida, this race, now you're going to be picking a far-left candidate and a far-right candidate. So this is just a real indication. If there's anything that we can pull from these primary results, it's that things are very polarized right now and that the establishment candidates are losing every time, and these far-left and far-right candidates are making their way to the top of the ticket. So this will be a really, I think, a bellwether election in November to see who pulls this one out. I would suspect it'll probably be Ron DeSantis. I think Andrew Gillum is a little too progressive for Florida, which tends to be a little more towards the middle. He's he's in the universal health care. He's an abolish ICE candidate as well.
Yep. All right. So here's another example of how we are so split. There's a move afoot to rename the Senate office building in John McCain's honor. And the Republicans...
What's it called now?
It's called the... oh, my God. Now you ask me.
Is it named after a person, or is it just...
Yeah. No, it is.
It's named after someone who is an anti-segregation person. I can't remember the name either, but it's been there for decades.
Yeah, right. Isn't that awful? I thought of it just before you asked me. I thought about it, and now I can't for the life of me. No, it's okay. I'll just quickly figure it out. Anyway, the point, Richard Russell. It was called the Russell Senate Building. And now, this is how bad, and I not wanting to get into an argument with you, Jennifer, because really my roots are more Republican than they are Democrat. But when I see this stuff, it isn't annoyance. I don't know what the right word is, but they're so digging themselves into a hole, these right-wingers who have no flexibility, and the lefties are the same way. So they don't want to, they'd rather have because he was a segregationist, what does that tell you
about what the thinking? No, he was anti-segregationist.
But he was a segregationist. He was from Georgia.
No. I think he was.
Tara, are you Googling?
I don't know if that's it.
No.
I'll Google.
I remember him being an opponent of civil rights. I don't remember him being...
How would that have lasted? It's not about... Okay, so, first of all, I don't think it's anything to get upset about and say GD about, because it's really not that big of a deal. This is turning into more of a political... that they won't name it after
John McCain. The fact that they can't argue, they can't agree on anything. Why wouldn't you want to...
So wait a second. You're kind of confusing me now. I'm following you, but what actually happened? Because you haven't told us what happened.
Okay, so there's a presentation. There's a proposal to rename the Senate building after John McCain. There are several Republicans who are saying they're not going to vote for that, not because of who the building is named after now, but instead No, it has nothing to do with Trump. It has the fact to do that Republicans were disappointed with John McCain a lot, especially in the last several years. And while I still think the guy is a hero, you didn't hear me. I mean, I don't think you guys heard me yell any louder than when John McCain, who spoke out against ending Obamacare, went and casted the vote in favor of keeping Obamacare. People went crazy. Yeah. I went crazy. I still think that John McCain is a hero, but I think he did the wrong thing.
Yeah,
and that's fresh in the craw of a lot of Republicans who said, look, you've been running on this. You ran on this against Obama when you were running for president. Why the switch? And I think that's
Obama's going to speak at his funeral.
That's what's really stuck for a lot of Republicans.
George Bush is. But now, did you look at this guy's? There's an interesting article in the Washington Post today refreshing people's memories about Richard Russell from Georgia. And what kind of a guy, his record on civil rights.
Yeah, to me it sounds like they were trying to pass the Civil Rights Act, and he led a filibuster to try and block or kill that bill to end segregation. And so at least what I've been able to read, it's kind of hard to figure out his history in a few minutes, but it sounded like he had a history of...
It was called a Dixiecrat.
...support of racial segregation and white supremacy.
Yes.
So he was a segregationist. So why is his name on a building?
Why did they name a building after him? But the thing is just because we don't like this guy, and I admit I don't know much about him. I don't know why the building was named after him. I don't really care, to be honest. I understand why some people are like going, oh, John McCain. Now, I think a war memorial, I think any kind of memorial I would support, but this just seems to be more politics arguing well, again, because
but
Democrats are Republicans
would
get
you
each other
the name
on record
Richard.
For being hateful.
Who proposed the idea of naming the building after McCain?
It's Schumer.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. That's kind of surprising.
No, it isn't. They were great friends. That's the thing. See,
I mean,
McCain is the last.
Right. I guess they...
If you look at these people, look at the history with Susan Collins of Maine. She was a staffer for Cohen. That's when they first met. When she was in her 20s, Cohen and McCain were great pals. They were for all of the... Cohen was Secretary of State, but he was a senator from Maine for a long time, about the same age as McCain. And they went through a lot of stuff. As a matter of fact, when Cohen was first elected, he was in his 30s, and his guide/guard in Washington when he first came to town was none other than John McCain, who was still in the Navy. And they became great buds. And McCain said, hey, this is kind of fun. You guys are having a great time. I think I'll try some of this. And that's why he ran for Congress. And he was only in Congress 2 years, and he ran for the Senate and won. And they till his dying day, they were great, great friends. What was the other... the Colorado Democrat, Senator, I can see him, but I can't remember his name, was also in that same club. So it's really interesting to look back at the history. PBS has a great special on McCain's life that aired for the first time last night, and I happen to have seen it. And I forgot a lot of the things that I remembered learning or knowing back in the days when all of this stuff was, when his career was being formed. And how he got to where he was and why he did. And one of the things, McCain would never tell you that he was perfect. Matter of fact, he in his book, talks about his being a jerk when he was in the service. His father was an admiral. His grandfather was an admiral. And he felt like he had to go into the Naval Academy. Trump loves to talk about how McCain was at the bottom of his class. Well, he was. He did everything he could to get thrown out of the Naval Academy, but they wouldn't throw him out because of his ancestry, because of his father and his grandfather. So he wouldn't get thrown out. And he became a pilot, and he didn't get shot down purposely, but he had an interesting... There's an interesting story to John McCain from very early on.
Well, it sounds like whether they name the building after him or anyone
Russell,
else, right. They should change the name.
You're right about that. Yep.
Pick somebody else if you don't want to name it after McCain.
It was because procedurally, I just did a little light digging. I guess procedurally, he was really well known for his procedural accomplishments in the Senate, so they were looking at him as being...
Well, he was a pal of LBJ's, who was another racist.
And he died in 1971. He worked with Strom Thurmond, actually, quite closely on a lot of different pieces of legislation. But McConnell has said that before they talk about renaming buildings, that he already wants to put him in the Hall of Fame, which I guess is this little reception area where some of the most prominent senators are memorialized. So I think Schumer did this to try to have this same conversation to get people like you, Doug, all fired up to say, GD, these people, why don't they want to... And I don't think it has anything to do with race or paying tribute to anybody who was a segregationist.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about having a white smile. It's super important these days to look your best. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud of my teeth. Jennifer, you've got great teeth. Victoria has great teeth. Kara has a white, bright smile. When you drink coffee, tea, no matter whether you have a bright white smile, you can ruin it by drinking wine, Jennifer. Coffee, Kara, tea, or Kara, tea. Kara doesn't drink
coffee. Pretty much everything that'll stain you, I think.
Yes.
Coffee, wine.
Right. So when you grin, don't you want to look your best? I've got the best way of doing that. Tooth whitening with power swabs. Power swabs. Works in 5 minutes. No messy strips, no trays. Clinically studied. Uses a patented natural, all-natural tooth detergent. Don't you want to put that in your mouth instead of some of those chemicals, those whitening agents? No! Get the good stuff. Snap, swab, and smile with power swabs. Easy to use and very effective and very safe. 800-208 1797. Call that number now and order. Use the DJV code. There's only the Power Squad 50% off the regular price. 800-208-1797. Yep, call them now while you're thinking about it. Whiten up that smile. 800-208-1797. Power Swabs.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Change almost 24 after the hour. DJV Showtime. Victoria and Kara and I enjoying the music of Selena Gomez here. When you're the most followed person on Instagram, people buy what you wear. So she has created quite a business. A single post from Ms. Gomez is worth nearly 18 times more than one from Puma's own account. Is the stuff that she is, is it being designed for her, or is she actually doing the designing? 141 million followers she has. So
I think she collaborated with them, and probably they presented some fashion to her, and she said, yeah, I like this, I like that. And
Puma did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she appears
Puma
in the
most
ads.
Well known for
shoes, workout
sneakers.
Gear. Yeah. Mostly shoes, I would say.
I have some Puma socks. I think they got.
Well, yeah, they sell those too. Any kind of like athletic type gear they sell.
They do. Okay. So let's see. $3.5 million in media impact. Puma itself. Its value per impact is $195,000. Wow.
So in this case, you know, when you crunch those numbers, it obviously pays to get a celebrity to endorse your product.
Yeah. Yeah. The Puma is a new black sports bra and matching leggings that came out last month. Has 7 million likes already, hundreds of comments. Selena using her
purchase. Well, it's a picture of Selena wearing that.
Wearing the stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay. Using her purchasing power by donating a portion of the proceeds from her Lux shoe line to the Alliance for Lupus Research, which is an autoimmune disease that affects her, apparently. How is it affecting her? How is she doing with that? I didn't know.
Well,
she had a kidney transplant. Yeah.
Oh.
She got a kidney donation from one of her best friends, and
really?
I guess she seems to be doing okay now, but you have to get a kidney transplant at that age. You're going to need another one, right?
Yeah. What's the problem with it? Is it a family thing? She's not a... Doesn't abuse drugs or alcohol?
No,
she?
No. She's... No, not at all. No. This is some sort of... I don't know. I don't know if it's genetic.
So Puma, by the way, has also worked with other celebrities, The Weeknd, Kylie Jenner, but nothing has been as successful as the Rihanna collection, which increased their net income by 100% the first quarter of last year.
Yeah, she has a
special... So she's bigger than Selena Gomez, even.
Yeah, in terms of impact.
She made a special pair of shoes with them, and I was kind of interested in buying them. Those things sell out immediately. All she has to do is just put them, you know, put a picture of them online as soon as they're available, and people go crazy.
So how much they get paid for these endorsements? What's it worth to them? They get a piece of the action. If they're smart, they do.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
They get a piece on the end. That's
it. I would assume it would be millions.
Yeah.
Right? If they're so valuable and they're making so much money for Puma or for any brand, I would assume it would have to be millions.
All right, next up here musically, Taylor Hanson from the Hanson Mbop family. He and his wife Natalie expecting their sixth child. Wow. Six children? Is this guy Mormon?
They are. Yep.
Yeah. How'd I guess that?
Yep. Because no one has six kids anymore.
Not anymore. They don't. 35-year-old Taylor Hanson on Instagram sharing the news. Quote, what's better than being a dad of five? Perhaps being a dad of six.
Maybe said Hanson. No one ever.
Yeah. Right. That would not be. So his children, Ezra, Penny, River, Vigo, and Wilhelmina, are going to be big brothers and sisters. Back on the road he is with their String Theory tour, featuring the band backed by local orchestras. That sounds pretty interesting. Three brothers, all together touring until next June, revamping their songs to fit the orchestra. That's actually kind of... How does Mbop sound with an orchestra?
There's probably some curiosity about that.
Yeah, I'm very curious to hear that. I would be very interested in hearing that, frankly. Maybe it'll come out with an album or a CD or something. All right, so that's the Hanson story. 28 minutes after the hour here on the DJV program.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Just 7 months before Ford's new small truck, the Ranger, hits dealership, the company has unveiled the price. It'll start under $26,000, including delivery charges. Step up, and you can get the top-of-the-line Supercrew Lariat with a 5-foot box, and you'll pay just over $40,000 with the 4x4 version. The Ranger is about $23,000 lower than the starting price of America's best-selling vehicle, the Ford F-150 truck. But fully optimized, the F-150 can get to $90,000. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at alfaromeousa.com.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrend, we believe there's no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two states hold primaries yesterday, and in Florida, Democrat Andrew Gillum became the first African-American nominee for governor of that state. In a shocking upset, the Tallahassee mayor narrowly defeats former Congressman Gwen Graham in a Democratic primary. Gillum will face Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis now. Arizona will have its first woman U.S. senator come November. Congresswoman Martha McSally easily winning a three-way battle for the Republican nomination to succeed retiring Senator Jeff Flake. And she remembered the late Arizona Senator John McCain in her remarks.
I am forever grateful to have had the chance to know him, to learn from him, and even to work with him on saving the A-10 Warthog.
She'll face Democratic Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema, who won in a landslide for her party's nomination. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Then the DJ V Show on the air for this Wednesday. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here, and Kara Schillen working her way. Isn't Aretha's funeral today? Do I remember it was today, right?
Kara and I were just talking about this off the air. On the cover of the New York Post is a picture of Aretha lying in her coffin, which, you know, it's so tacky, but to post a picture, not
for the Post. I mean, you expect that in the Post.
I know, but it's still tacky that they did it. But anyway, so they're pointing out all the things, saying that Aretha is going in style. She's wearing a red dress. She's got fire red Christian Louboutin shoes on. She's in a gold casket, a complete gold-plated casket. And
Elvis.
She had
That's what
three.
They do with Elvis.
Yes, and then here's what got Kara. She has three costume changes.
Really?
Yes.
How are they doing that?
Well,
they're taking the body out of the casket and different stages.
They're dressing her and
I guess it's going to be open. The casket's going to be open today, Thursday, and Friday. So it's not
a different outfit each day.
So a different outfit every day.
Oh my God, that is crap.
Thinking about this, I don't know whose decision it is. Someone in her family, but it's like she didn't write a will, you know, to organize all of her estate and everything, and yet all of this is going down. Like, did she tell someone? Yeah. So when I die, give me three costume changes. That's what I really want. It's just
unbelievable.
So
I wonder if she chose the red dress. Because that's also a bold statement.
Yeah.
You know?
It just seems weird that they would do all of that if she didn't have any input in it. Like, I don't know. If it was my family, if it was my mother, my aunt, I would not be thinking about costume changes.
You know what I thought about the other day when she died? You think about that. I do. I think about this every once in a while. I used to think when I was in my 20s and 30s, I worried about death all the time. And I was a mess when I was in my 30s. I really was. I had been divorced and the kids were all, it just was a mess. And for whatever the reason, I was thinking about death. I don't think about death at all anymore. You know, some people that you know will say, okay, I'm another day closer to the end. I don't know how somebody thinks. I like to think of myself as keeping death at a respectable distance. But every day I try to do something that memorializes that day. I don't know that I even think about it that way, but it sort of turns out that I do, and I'm fortunate enough to have this opportunity to spend all this time with you every day, and that sort of memorializes a lot of things. So I guess I would ask you, as you think about anybody that's been close to you who has passed, recently or not, what do you do today to take care of the people that you love, to take care of yourself, and to take care of, in general, the world that we live in? I think if people think about that, they won't worry so much about death or what comes, because you can't do anything about it anyway. You can do something about how long you're here. If you value being in this space on the planet, that's cool. So do something about it. Live better in oh so many ways. You have a better mind, better spirit, better body, all of those things. So maybe with that in mind, Victoria, having a will, it's selfish if you don't. It isn't going to do you any good. And that's the way some people look at it. They say, I don't care. I remember the guy who was my second father. His name was David Mayo. Sam. We called him Uncle Sam. I started calling him Uncle Sam because he was born on the 4th of July. And so he had a wonderful spirit about it. He taught me my values when it came to animals especially, and I guess people. So his whole thing about life was that he wasn't worried about death. He just said, okay, when I die, I'll be done. I didn't have anything when I came in, and I'm not going to have anything when I go out. And he just, you know, kind of was, he was very nonchalant about things that we now say, oh my God, you got to have a will and all. He said, I don't care what happens to my stuff. And look at it as what happened to his family.
Exactly.
Yeah, he didn't look at it that way.
One of my good friends tragically lost her dad, and in a really insane way, and he didn't have a will, which shocked everyone because he was a financial planner and he was a finance guy and he didn't have a will. You would think he'd know better. It took my friend and her two sisters a year and a half to track down.
Oh yeah, it's awful. It's
and
messy.
They spent so much money that I really did. It was a horrible lesson to learn, and you know it's. And now all the millions of dollars that might be spent with Aretha's people trying to figure out what, you know, where her stuff was.
Who gets what?
She was famous for getting paid in cash for every gig.
Right.
And she made a lot of money. So
you know who she learned that from?
Well, I know Chuck Berry always did that.
Yep, there it is.
Yeah.
She and Chuck Berry were great friends, and Chuck told her, get the cash, lady.
And, you know, it's funny because people now are sharing lots of stories about Aretha. And she would keep, they said you could always spot somewhere on stage was her purse, and that's where all the cash was. It was always on stage with her.
Yeah.
So, obviously, she wasn't very trusting, nor should she have had a lot of reason to trust club owners who just wouldn't pay black artists. And that's where Chuck Berry's whole thing started from.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
They'd say, go ahead and you can play the gig, and then they just wouldn't pay them at the end of the night.
Yep. Yeah, no.
But anyway, but where did all the cash go? Is it under the mattress? Could be. Maybe there was a safe at home
or
something.
Maybe she lived large. Who knows?
Yeah.
Having a good time.
But, you know, a friend of mine actually mentioned we never heard about any tax evasion stories
with
about Aretha.
Yeah. I'm betting there's plenty. They just didn't talk about it. They don't. You know, some people they talk about that stuff with, and others they don't.
But for someone who was
so
well known that she got paid in cash, you would think that she would have been audited every year.
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't think you mess with Aretha too much.
Even the IRS doesn't.
No, I don't think you missed a whole lot with Aretha. Speaking of people who have passed, Princess Diana's old sweatshirt is up for auction. Good God.
This is a weird story.
20 years after she died, this is a cream-colored Ralph Lauren sweatshirt. Has USA written in red on the front of it. Says RLS Sports on the cuff of the left sleeve. Up for auction, and it's estimated to be bringing in 10 grand for a sweatshirt.
Go for more than that. Oh, it's going to go for more than that. More than that. Yep.
Yep. I wouldn't be surprised either.
Because apparently they have a picture of Diana wearing it, and it was presented to the woman who's selling it. She was the chief stewardess of Dodi Fayed's family yacht. And so
Dodi was the man she was killed with, by the way. Right. That.
And so she was this woman who's selling it. She was on the yacht with Diana and Dodi before, like the night before they died.
Yeah. Yeah. Complete usury.
Totally. Yeah, why hang on to it this long? Now, obviously, you need to pay some bills.
Right? Let's flash back. As long as we're doing people in the news, let's flash back for a minute. We were talking about the Hansons of MBOP fame, and one of them having a baby, the fifth or sixth or seventh or something like that. So, not to be outdone, Eddie Murphy. I was watching Conan O'Brien last night. That's when this came up. His monologue took a shot at Eddie because he, amongst other things, is expecting his 10th child. Second child with his girlfriend, Paige Butcher. They have a 2-year-old. Now, how old is Eddie Murphy? He's 57.
57.
Got 8 other children from previous relationships. Bria is 28. Miles is 25. Shane is 23. Zola's 18. Bella's 18. That's from his first wife, Nicole. His son, Christian, is 27. He had a relationship with a lady named Tamara Hood. Son, Eric, 29, is from a lady named Paulette McNeely.
He also has a younger, I guess the daughter, Angel.
Mel B.
From the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Who he apparently doesn't have much of a relationship with because he was like, I don't think it's my kid. And then they did a paternity test and it was his kid. But I was reading his whole Wikipedia page because I saw 10 kids and I was like, what the heck? Like, that's a lot of kids. He had a kid with one girlfriend in, I think it was 89, had a kid with another girlfriend in 90, and then he married his first wife in 93, but apparently they'd met in like 88, so he was all over the place with a lot of ladies.
Like we ought to have a chorus of the Beach Boys.
Having a lot
round,
of babies.
Round, round, get around, I get around.
Just, for
get
me, around, I guess it works out for these women if they have a kid with Eddie Murphy and then he pays for, you know, child support or whatever, but it just doesn't seem worth it. It's like if he just had a kid with a woman last year, how on earth do you get pregnant with his kid the next year? And you're a totally different lady. I just seems irresponsible to me, but what do I know?
What do you know? Well, you know a lot. You're here on the DJV program. You're learning every day. A couple of more people stories coming up in a moment. Well, I guess this is one of those. If you've looked at the list of CMA nominations, Country Music Award nominations all of the Entertainer of the Year categories and Vocalist of the Year and Album of the Year, you may notice that there are very few women. This has been one of the things that has gotten a lot of attention from not only the country people, but in general entertainment, and maybe all of us ought to be focused on. Still, this inequality in women, the gender, we talk about gender neutrality. No, it still is a big problem. When it comes to gender equality in the workplace, for example, how far women have come, but how far do they still have to go? Let's listen to this overview from Andy Solomon.
A new University of Phoenix online survey about equality in the workplace revealed that 30% of employed women do not agree that men and women have equal pay opportunities. Doris Savron, Executive Dean, Colleges of Health Professions, Education and Humanities and Sciences at University of Phoenix.
Women who feel they are paid less than their coworkers attribute it to not negotiating salary and workplace gender inequality. While there are a number of factors why people may have different opportunities at work, it is important to understand why women feel this way and determine what can be done to address it.
Savron shares three ways in which women can close their own personal gender gap.
Learn to self-advocate, raise your hands, offer your suggestions, and get out of your comfort zone. Realize your negotiating power. Consider negotiating additional benefits like more time off or flexible work days. Finally, know and nurture your worth. Embrace new experiences by stretching yourself and trying new things.
For more information, visit phoenix.edu.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I promised some more people in the news. How many people know who Elise Cornett is? Raise your hands. Nobody. So now you're going to know the rest of the story from the U.S. Open. Actually, Kara, you were the one who brought this to our attention. So why don't you tell the story about Elise Cornett, who was handed a code violation by some old dirtbag at the U.S. Open. That's what I'm figuring is going on here. Some old geezer who... Well, anyway,
well, yeah, the U.S. Open keeps making news, and not really for good reasons. They, you know, banned Serena Williams' cat suit earlier this week, which is just an all-black, you know, full-body suit that she played in. Apparently, that's disrespectful to the game. So then earlier this week, you know, we're having a heat wave on the East Coast, and I guess they are, too, because there's a French woman, Elise Cornett. It's 100 degrees there at the U.S. Open, and they had a heat break, a 10-minute heat break, so they could go and get water and all of that. She changed her shirt while she was there. When she came back on the court, realized her shirt was on backwards, she took it off, or I don't even think she took it all the way off. You know, she put it up to her neck, switched it around. She had a sports bra on, totally appropriate. Yeah, given a code violation for taking her shirt off. I don't know if you've ever watched tennis matches before. Guys can take their shirts off all the time. They don't even have a break written into the, I guess there's a code or rules, and women have bathroom breaks and attire changes. Men don't have that because they can just change on the court. But apparently if you're a woman and you have a sports bra on, totally inappropriate to change your shirt.
It's just,
even though it's 100 degrees outside. It's insane.
It's nauseating how upset, how tilted, how biased. I don't know what word you want to use.
And then they talk about respect for the game, but they obviously have no respect for the players, or at least the female players.
It's really amazing.
Yeah, I shake my head.
One of the things Bob Costas has done in his career is cover things like the U.S. Open. Apparently, he, with his 40 years at NBC, he worked at a station that I worked at in St. Louis, KMOX. That's where he started. He's in a contract negotiation with NBC, and apparently there are discussions that will end his contract to allow him to, quote-unquote, pursue other projects. It looked like NBC was trying to dump him, but he wants to do other things for other companies, and his contract doesn't allow him to do that. A lot of these sports people have deals that allow them to do something on Fox, and then they can do another one on NBC, something at CBS. So they may buy him out because he wants to
pursue. Well, you know, he refuses to do football coverage because he has been very vocal about CTE and brain trauma and concussions.
They don't like that.
So they had to put him off of no more football. And then people thought it was really weird this year at the Olympics that he was nowhere to be found. He didn't do any Olympic coverage.
Yeah.
And normally that's his thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
I love Bob Costas. I've always liked him. I think he's a good broadcaster. I think he's got a good personality.
I like him a lot. He made a mess of his face, though, and his hair recently, but I don't know. Well, he's a good broadcaster. 10 before the hour.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars. Give me those Star Wars.
Now, Doug, this is how you sound to us when you're
really
singing.
Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars. Star Wars, a lot of that.
It's actually Bill Murray.
How about that?
We are into movie moments. Chucker's not here today, and so we start with this because we have no movie news regarding Star Wars.
Yes, we do.
Oh, we do?
Yes, we do. We do.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking that there's nothing in the news but Star Wars.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay, so here's the...
Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Okay.
All right, you want the news?
You want me to sing again?
No.
Star Wars.
I said no.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay, so here's the actual Star Wars news. Matt Smith, who you may remember him, he plays Prince Philip in The Crown on Netflix. Uh-huh. He has, and he's also Doctor Who on
BBC. Oh, okay. Yeah, I know who the guy is, yeah.
Well, you know him as Prince Philip. You've seen The Crown.
Yeah, but I don't remember him then much for that.
He's actually really good as Prince Philip, I think. Yeah, so he has now been added to the upcoming Star Wars episode 9.
Star Wars! Nothing but Star Wars!
So he will play a key role in the film. It's not just a cameo. And the movie is currently shooting in the UK. It will have a December of 2019 debut. And he joins other new additions. Dominic Monaghan, who was famous for his role on Lost. I think he was also in, like, a Lord of the Rings or something, too. And then the American star, Kerry Russell, they both have been added
she's
to
good.
This. She's yeah. very good. They both. She's also in the new Mission Impossible, I think. The newest Mission Impossible movie. I think she's in that, too.
I don't remember seeing it, really.
I don't know. I could be making that up, but no. I thought she was.
She's in another movie, but I'm not sure it's that one.
Okay. And so now this is the highly anticipated new Star Wars movie, and Billy Dee Williams will be back as Lando Calrissian.
Right.
And Mark Hamill will be back as a resurrected Luke Skywalker, because in The Last Jedi we saw him sort of vaporize at the end.
Yeah.
And other castmates, Daisy Ridley will be back, Adam Driver.
She's good.
She's great, yeah.
Driver's
I think all the women that they've cast, I think, are fabulous.
Yeah.
Adam Driver will be back as the...
Darth Vader's kid.
Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren, yeah, his
bad
grandson.
Guy. I'll tell you, he's back as the bad guy.
Yeah. Now, Lupita Nyong'o, Oscar Isaac, John Boyega, Kelly Marie Tran, and Billie Lourd, who is Carrie Fisher's daughter, they will all be back in the next one. C-3PO actor Anthony Daniels is the only performer to have a role in every single Star Wars film. He's also back. And in this movie, we will also see Carrie Fisher. There are scenes
filmed off the floor.
we will see her again too,
and we'll hear all of them sing Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars.
Let's
as a matter of fact, you folks stick around after this commercial. I'll sing this again.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I should have done this years ago.
Disclaimer, traveling back in time is physically impossible unless you know how to build a functioning time machine. Then by all means, travel 25 years back in time, switch your car insurance to Geico. You could save a bunch of money. While you're there, please prevent your younger self from wearing that sleeveless tuxedo t-shirt, parachute pants, and glitter high tops to your senior prom. And at long last, rectify this horrible crime against nature. Geico is absolved of all liability if you destroy the fabric of time and space.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Got a whole 60 seconds. How many choruses of Star Wars? All right. What do you got better, Victoria?
That's it. I've got a Star Wars.
Oh, come on. I really should have played commercials until the end.
Star Wars.
All right, let's hear you sing it. Come on.
Nope, that's all you're going to get.
Oh, come on. No.
We can listen to Bill Murray more.
Star Wars. All right, what about you, Kara? I've never actually heard Kara sing now that I think about it.
Yeah, it's because no one likes to hear when people sing.
That's what they say
about
my
singing. Not very well on air. So.
But I don't care whether people like it or not. I actually have quite a good voice.
Well, to be fair, I'm just trying to not lose all of our listeners.
Yeah.
So really?
We like to respect our listeners and their time.
All right. And what about respecting the people who are here that have created this fabulous entertainment complex that we have?
You're on your own on this one, buddy.
No one's respecting my eardrum.
Star Wars. Listen to the timbre in my voice. Nothing but star. I'm Michael Bublé. It's like Michael Bublé. It sounds just like him.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.